At Anne Arundel County SPCA, dog behavior trainer Joe Mayer plays with a dog named Ace.
Good boy.
Ace is a pit bull. He's a year and a half old and can't see. His eyes have been removed because he had a severe glaucoma that was left untreated before he arrived at the shelter.
He's really friendly, and obviously he's still getting used to not having his eyes, but really friendly, outgoing, curious, playful.
Mayer says pit bulls are by far the most common breed at the shelter. They're also the hardest to adopt out after they get there. Partly it's because they have a reputation for being vicious.
It's a bad rap, and that's about it. They are not everything that they're set out to be.
Mayer says he has two pit bulls of his own. He says they're great with kids, and they're just like his Shiba Inu. But legally, the dogs are different. In Maryland, if a pit bull attacks a person unprovoked, the pit bull's owner is always liable to pay damages to the victim. For any other breed, a victim has to prove the dog's owner knew the dog was dangerous in order to win in court. That distinction came from a 2012 ruling by the Maryland Court of Appeals. The court said pit bulls are inherently dangerous, and therefore owners are automatically liable if their pit attacks. And if you're a landlord that rents to a pit bull owner, you're on the hook too. That's left some landlords to try to evict their pit bull-owning tenant.
The General Assembly has gone back and forth on how to try to address the decision.
Delegate Lewis Simmons has worked on legislation since the ruling. Other lawmakers have too, and there's been a lot of ink spilled on whose bill best serves dog owners and victims. Senator Brian Frosch says the divisive issue has been the question of liability.
There's a spectrum of liability that in our country. It ranges from the one bite rule, which is closest to what we have in Maryland, meaning that unless your dog bites somebody a second time, you're not really on notice that the animal's dangerous.
And therefore, not liable for damages. On the other side of the spectrum is strict liability. If your dog bites someone, you're responsible because it's your dog. Frosch and Simmons have produced a bill that's somewhere in the middle. It gives dog owners a chance to prove they couldn't have expected their dog to be dangerous. The bill would apply to all dogs. Pit bulls aren't treated any differently from other dogs. And it says landlords aren't automatically liable. A similar bill passed the House last year, but stalled in the Senate. Senator Frosch says he thinks this compromise could work.
I think we've arrived at a position that's right down the middle between the one-bite rule and strict liability. It's fair to pet owners, it's fair to victims, and it's fair to landlords.
That's not a compromise. What that bill is a ratification of the one free bite rule.
Senator Bobby Zirkin of Baltimore County says the one bite rule borders on being immoral. He says it means victims are stuck with medical bills if the dog hasn't bitten anyone before.
A victim of an attack who has done nothing wrong, has not tormented or teased or invited the attack in any way, should be compensated for the damage that's done or the injuries when somebody else's dog attacks them.
Zirkin's got his own bill, also breed neutral, and it also lets landlords off the hook. But it says dog owners should be strictly liable if their pet hurts someone. If either one of these bills can make it through the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee today, it might make it a little easier for the blind pit bull Ace to find a home. I'm Christopher Connolly, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.